Jim Taylor on WRMJ, WRMJ.com, visiting with Sherrard High School senior and Miss Blackhawk Valley's Teen 2024. That's Megan Beaulieu, a great opportunity for her this week. She was at the Illinois State Capitol promoting her Hidden Disabilities Sunflower program. Before we talk about the State Capitol experience, for those people that don't know about the Hidden Disabilities Sunflower program, explain that to us.
Yeah, so basically how I got into it is I'm part of the Miss America opportunity. And my platform, or CSI, my community service initiative, is Overcome That Hidden Disability Trait. And I'm partnered with the organization Hidden Disabilities, which started over in Europe and is now starting to come over to America. Some of the first things that Hidden Disabilities does is it represents a sunflower. So it's making the invisible visible for people with hidden disabilities. So if somebody is wearing the sunflower logo, it means that they have a hidden disability and that someone who is trained can recognize that they have a hidden disability and may need assistance. So something besides what I've done at the Capitol yesterday is brought it into our local airports around Illinois. So people who are going through TSA can have assistance getting help throughout the airport and being able to travel safely as well as being comfortable while they're traveling.
So explaining hidden disabilities, what are some of those, if you can tell our listening audience a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so for me, it's dyslexia, but it can be things like autism, PTSD, something that you can't see from the outside necessarily. So something else that most people can have is depression and anxiety. So those are some examples of having a hidden disability.
So how did you kind of get interested then in that mission or in that cause?
Yeah, so I have dyslexia, and when I was 7 years old, I didn't have anybody to look up to. It was just my mom and my second grade teacher who were my biggest advocates. So when I entered the Miss America opportunity, I knew that I wanted to be that person for other people who were like me. And we found the Hidden Disabilities organization, and I connected to it and related with it so well. So I decided this was the perfect organization to partner with and help grow it throughout the United States.
So you want to see more public places then kind of adopt this program, and that was the reason you were at the Illinois State Capitol this week. Tell us a little bit about the purpose of heading to Springfield.
Yeah, so I worked with Mike Halpin, Senator Mike Halpin, on a resolution that made government buildings in Illinois having and suggesting that they bring on the Hidden Disabilities program or acknowledge it, as well as bringing in October 20th through the 26th to recognize as Hidden Disabilities Week in Illinois. And throughout the Capitol, I got to meet with the Lieutenant Governor, Treasurer, Treasurer, and was able to talk about and share my story as well as with other senators and things like that, which was super exciting. And it was a big day, and I was able to share my story a lot that day.
Yeah, and that's a pretty great experience when you get to meet with those type of stakeholders. Have you been able to kind of process that yet?
Not really. It was really, really fun, but also at the same time, I was there and working on something that I was passionate about. So I have a little bit just because it's a dream that I've been working on for such a while.
So I was going to ask you then, so in terms of like partnering then, I was thinking about it. So, you know, like partnering with a state lawmaker for this type of issue, that's really impressive. How did that kind of come about for you then?
We contacted Mike Halpin, and I sat down and worked with him and talked with him, and have just been working with him for the past couple of months. And it led us to this part of doing a resolution and presenting it, and just reaching out and trying to get the word out to different lawmakers was how I was able to get to the Capitol.
So what's next for you in terms of this issue?
Ooh, so I want to say that my biggest goal is to get Illinois on the forefront of bringing on hidden disabilities into the United States since other countries are starting to completely adopt the program. My goal is to get the entire United States to adopt the program. So every state will have hidden disabilities in their airports, in their government buildings, so that if someone is traveling to different places, they can always know that they can get help and the resources they need with the hidden disabilities logo.
And again, that is a sunflower. So is that something then you wear all the time?
Yeah. So when I travel on an airplane, I can use my lanyard and get help when I'm going through TSA as well. When I'm out doing pageant events as well, I always wear my sunflower pin or my lanyard to show that I have a hidden disability.
All right. Again, Megan Beaulieu is a senior at Girard High School, also Miss Blackhawk Valley's Teen 2024. Anything else you need to mention, Megan, about this hidden disability sunflower program?
I don't think so, but thank you so much for having me.
Again, great opportunity for a local kid here at the Illinois State Capitol this week talking about the Hidden Disabilities Sunflower Program. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.